Israeli Prime Minister, the mediator. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Ukrainian President Zelensky tweeting Saturday that he spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. The Israeli Prime Minister meeting with Russian President Putin beforehand in hopes of mediating a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine. U.S. and Poland in talks to aid Ukraine in the acquisition of warplanes. Visa and MasterCard suspending operations in Russia effective immediately. Another blow to Russia's economy.
The MasterCard suspension is effective immediately, with Visa saying it'll work with its clients and partners within Russia to cease all Visa transactions over the coming days. MasterCard said it made its decision after discussions with customers, partners, and governments, saying, quote, the unprecedented nature of the current conflict between Russia and Ukraine and the uncertain economic environment led to the suspension. The announcements come a few days after both Visa and MasterCard announced they'd be blocking multiple Russian financial institutions from their networks.
Fox's Ted Lindner. Foreigners arriving to help Ukrainian forces against the Russian invasion.
Soso Sukheshashvili says he is in no way a soldier.
I am a programmer. Yeah.
Programming?
Yeah.
As in computers?
Yeah.
But when Russia invaded Ukraine, he decided to leave his home country of Georgia and join the fight.
As far as I know, there's a lot of work. For example, starting from making Molotov cocktails.
He spoke to us here in Poland as he prepared to catch a train across the border. He said he was inspired by the Ukrainian resistance. His next stop, Ukraine.
Fox's Simon Owen in southeast Poland. Texas Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee demanding that Russia release WNBA star Brittany Griner, who was arrested on drug charges at a Moscow airport.
Anyone that is killing and attacking and destroying Ukraine, their neighboring country that is not bothered and has no right to hold Ms. Griner.
Six people dead, including children, from a tornado that swept through central Iowa Saturday. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis appointing a task force to investigate whether election laws were violated.
The Florida Senate has passed a voting law package that would create a police force dedicated to cracking down on election crimes. The chamber approved the bill on a party lines vote with nearly all Republicans in support. The proposal would increase the penalty for ballot harvesting to a felony. Fines for certain election law violations would be raised, and election supervisors would be required to more frequently conduct maintenance of their voter lists. The bill was pushed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who is running for re-election and considered a potential 2024 presidential challenger. Democrats argue that the measure is meant to satisfy a wing of the Republican Party that believes the 2020 presidential vote was fraudulent and that the measure is unnecessary since local prosecutors can handle fraud cases. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
The San Francisco Zoo losing one of its most famous attractions.
The zoo says Maki died on Thursday after suffering from acute kidney disease and advanced age at 22. He was among the zoo's oldest lemurs, as the median life expectancy is around 16. Maki received national attention after being stolen from the zoo in October of 2020, but was found a day later by a five-year-old boy in the parking lot of a church preschool about 5 miles away from the zoo. A suspect was arrested and charged with violating the Endangered Species Act in the theft. The zoo said Maki's story increased awareness of endangered lemurs worldwide, adding that they were heartbroken for this loss. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
HBO series focusing on the Lakers' glory days of the 1980s, when Magic and Kareem ruled the basketball courts. Fox's Michelle Polino with the report.
Adam McKay's Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty, is based on the book by Jeff Perlman, Showtime, Magic, Kareem, Riley, and the Los Angeles Lakers, and looks at the Lakers of the 1980s, one of the most glamorous organizations in the history of American sports.
Winning Time, premiering Sunday. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.